Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. A Yucca Valley woman has been arrested for investigation into attempted murder after an early morning altercation with her husband. County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of attempted murder at 6:30 a.m. on Monday in the 6,000 block of Goleta Avenue in Yucca Valley. The victim told deputies that his wife, Pamela Jordan, 60, had been up all night using drugs and had been chasing him through the house with knives and cutlery. The victim declined medical treatment at the scene. Pamela Jordan was arrested for suspicion of attempted murder and being under the influence of a controlled substance and was booked into the West Valley Detention Center, where she is being held on $1 million bail. The 29 Palms City Council met last night, and its agenda included a public hearing on vacating a portion of a city street and discussions about community events, grants, and permanent flood warning signs. Reporter Hillary Sloan will update you on the meeting.
Mayor Stephen Baldwin presented two checks to three members of the Interact Club for picking up trash in 29 Palms. One check was from the city and the other was from Vertec. With no public comment, the council unanimously approved the request to vacate a portion of Foothill Drive from Bullion Avenue to Split Rock Avenue. The council then discussed the recommended community events grants, specifically a grant of $1,500 for the Dine 29 Food Festival and Restaurant Week, and $18,500 to Distance Duet for free public choral performances. Distance Duet was approved, and the Dine 29 Food Festival request will be held over until the next meeting. The organizers must return a lockdown date of the festival and information on participating restaurants. The council additionally discussed the fee waiver policy for using town spaces and requested a revised contract. Finally, the council approved the purchases of 20 flashing LED flood signs to replace manual signage. The council and residents thanked interim manager Larry Bowden for his hard work at the close of the meeting. For more information on this meeting, see this story at Z1077FM.com. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
Last night, the Yucca Valley Planning Commission heard updates on future projects that will benefit the town. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details from the meeting.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission received the biannual Capital Improvement Projects Update. This report recaps all the town-funded development projects currently in motion. The commission received updates on developments such as the Old Town Beautification and Sustainability Project, the Senior Center Improvement Project, the Aquatics and Recreation Center, and the Crack, Slurry, and Cape Seal Project. Town staff also presented updates on the Community Center Athletic Facility following two special meetings to collect public input held last week. Per community input, staff reworked the plans to accommodate 14 pickleball courts rather than the 11 that were previously planned. The town will also attempt to leave the existing basketball courts in place for the time being. Previous plans included its initial demolition for pickleball court construction. Input on the existing skate park favored a total redesign. The town plans to remove and reconstruct the existing park. The commission was very pleased with the report, with Vice Chair Vasconcelos commenting how notable these projects are for the community's youth.
For me, you know, having children in the community and seeing all these things coming to pass that I didn't have when I was here growing up, it's really exciting, I think, for our whole entire community.
The commission also received and filed the land use development update. The Tiny Pony submitted a land use compliance review request to expand their outdoor space, and Walmart is taking steps to develop a fueling station and convenience store on the northeast corner of their lot. The grading plans for Star Cafe, Nice Dream Ices, and Starbucks West were all approved, paving the way for construction. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
Directors at Yucca Valley's High Desert Water District meet in special session at 5 o'clock today. Reporter Mike Lipsitz tells us why.
Following several informational items, including a look at the five-year capital plan and an update on the district's rate study, the board will adjourn to a closed session performance evaluation of the general manager. Today's meeting takes place at the district office on the highway at Inca Trail. See this story at Z1077FM.com for a link to the complete agenda, including instructions for remote attendance. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors will be holding a special meeting tonight in Covington Park's multipurpose room. The board will meet in closed session in conference with a labor negotiator. The district's legal representative will be president along with Fire Chief James Breakbill. Z1077 will be standing by for any reportable action. The 29 Palms Tourism Business Improvement District Board meets tomorrow afternoon to consider grant applications for a number of events. Applications have been received for events including the continuation of the 29 Palms Book Festival, a half marathon scheduled for the nighttime, a gathering of rock climbers and a bouldering competition, a three-day concert series at Freedom Plaza, a queer film festival, a celebration of the indigenous history of the high desert, a dance performance event, and an off-roading workshop. These applications will be considered, along with an update to the Visit 29 Palms marketing plan, at the meeting tomorrow. It begins at 3:30 p.m. and is open to the public at 29 Palms City Hall. The Morongo Valley Firefighters Auxiliary is holding their second annual fundraising golf tournament on Saturday, May 18th at Mission Lakes Country Club in Desert Hot Springs. Registration, though, it's open now. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart gives us a refresher on who the Morongo Valley Firefighters Auxiliary is, how local businesses can donate, and how individuals can participate in this fun-filled fundraiser for a district in need.
The Morongo Valley Firefighters Auxiliary is an all-volunteer-run 501c3 nonprofit charity whose sole purpose is to support the Morongo Valley Fire Department and its employees. The MVFA sources of income include membership dues, donations, and fundraising events. For their second annual fundraising golf tournament May 18th at Mission Lakes Country Club in Desert Hot Springs, the MVFA is seeking local businesses to donate towards the event, consisting of a four-man scramble golf tournament, games, prizes, opportunity drawing, and lunch. Examples of items to donate include, but are not limited to, sports-themed items, electronics, gift baskets, gift cards, and experience vouchers. For individuals wanting to participate, golf tournament registration is open to the public. Make your own foursome, or they'll set you up with one. $125 per person. Entry deadline is May 1st. For more information how businesses can donate or how individuals can register for the event, please visit the story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
And finally, that's the sound of dancers preparing for a performance at Freedom Plaza. A celebration event on Saturday will show off the artistic achievements made by the Workshop 29 program over the last several months in 29 Palms. The free event will showcase the dancing, singing, writing, and transformational sculpture making achieved by the participants of the Workshop 29 program. Organized by the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Council, the results of these free community workshops will be celebrated and shown off at this large-scale public event. Artist and community choir leader Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs tells you what you might expect this Saturday.
A real good time. Saturday's event is a culmination of all four workshops coming together and sharing all the art that we've made together as a community. My part is a community choir that requires no audition or previous experience, and I am actively encouraging people who think they can't sing to join.
Choreographer Ryan Heffington, who led a workshop on ecology explored through dance, said,
"Well, Saturday's performance will be an abbreviated version of what we did in class and just kind of explain what entails an ecology dance workshop and how the two fit together. We created with my two assistants, Christy and Ben, is like we did all the research of ecology in the desert and then we put it on our bodies. We were able to move like animals, we were able to move like insects, and we were able to show the symbiotic relationships between everyone and everything."
Those that come to Saturday's event, held at Freedom Plaza from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., will have an opportunity to participate.
First of all, I'm going to lead a warm-up so everyone can get in their bodies. And as we warm up, we're going to be doing the movements that we've created for specific animals and insects. And that'll start it off. And I think there'll be other presentations about the other aspects of the workshop series that we did.
As to the overall success of the Workshop 29 program, artist Jay Knight, who led a transformative papermaking workshop, concluded by saying,
"I'm just really grateful. It was really sweet to see how the community was so open to receiving the process, and it seems like there was a lot of openness and actual transformation that happened."
Come see the work that your community has done this Saturday at Freedom Plaza, beginning at 5:30 p.m. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.